On the show today, we have CSU's Lou Grilli giving us the significant difference that the Equifax breach had compared to all the others, so check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
You, how are you, Lou?
Doing fine. How about you, Mike?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thanks for joining us on today's program. We have an important topic to talk about that everybody's been talking about lately. It's all about Equifax. So kind of give us, you wrote a really good blog post on this as well in the payments review and kind of basing all that off of that blog post. But how significant was this Equifax breach? I mean, and why was it different? You explained to me before we recorded that it was very different from the other ones like Target and Home Depot and all those other ones. So can you give us a kind of something here to set the table, Lou?
Yeah, this is scary. Anybody who's been through or read about the numerous card breaches, like Home Depot, 56 million cards were compromised, Target, another 40 million. We all heard about Chipotle and Michael's and Arby's and Wendy's and all these card breaches, to the point where people have kind of become numb to it. And something is very, very different about this breach, way more scary. This is orders of magnitude more dangerous, and there's several reasons why.
Okay.
First, in a card breach, you may not even know that you had a card breach, and your issuer, who's looking out for you, all of a sudden you're notified your card has been canceled, and you're going to get a new card overnighted, and then you go on your way. And if there was any money taken out of your debit account, that'll be refunded. Flag which transactions were not yours, et cetera, on your credit account. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you look at that closely and make sure that all those were yours. Your issuer is looking after you, and then you get a new card, and then that's it. You know, there's going to be inconvenience. You have to enter your new card number into some websites.
Right.
That it pretty much is the end of it. This is very different, though. This is your name, your address, your Social Security number, what accounts you have open, your current employer potentially, more information on you, and this is going to be out there for quite some time.
Wow.
And the bad guys have gotten very adept at knowing what to do with this information.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that really scares me about this is Equifax. Who is Equifax? I went to Home Depot. I use my card. I'm a customer of Home Depot. My card got breached by Home Depot. I'll still keep going back to Home Depot, but...
Right.
I didn't sign anything with Equifax. I'm not a customer of Equifax. I never gave Equifax permission to have all this information about me, and yet they do, and it's breached. And by the way, I went onto their site that we need to cover some of the specific information. And yes, I also was one of the people impacted by this breach. My information was compromised as well. So this impacts me personally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do?
So,
I'm glad you brought that
really,
up, Lou.
Really, scared.
What do you do? What are you doing?
So there's a lot of actions to take place. By the way, you mentioned a article on the payments review. That was actually written by one of our consultants. She is awesome. Her name's Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
And she posted, if anyone wants to see it, read for these for themselves, thepaymentsreview.com is our website that we provide information on. And there's a number of steps that article is aimed toward credit union member-facing staff and also their marketing people,
mm-hmm.
to provide information for credit unions to reach out to their members and warn them and let them know
who
is Equifax and what should they be doing. In the steps that I took, I went to the specific website that Equifax has, which is EquifaxSecurity2017.com.
Okay.
Entered yet more information. I know I've read there's a lot of people who are uncomfortable with, I got information breached and I'm going to give Equifax more information in order for them to look up if I've been breached.
Yeah
I know. It's not a good situation at all. And then if you have been breached, if it comes up and says yes, then they are offering a one-year free monitoring program, similar to what others that you've seen advertised, usually for something like $20 a month. They monitor suspicious websites to see if any information turns up. Equifax is offering to do that for free for 1 year. This information will stay up, by the way, for a lot more than 1 year on the dark web. I mean, you need to come up to that. And it's also recommended that you place a freeze on your account on the big three, which is Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. You can post a free 90-day freeze on Equifax and TransUnion. I have not figured out how to do that on Experian yet. Or you can pay and have a one-year freeze. The problem with posting a freeze is if you plan on doing a car loan or getting a credit card or anything that pulls from your credit report, that entity, that issuer, that loan originator will get stopped because they can't get at your account either. But at least it'll stop some credit cards and loans from being issued using your social security number, your identity.
What a pickle, Lou. This is such a pickle.
Oh my gosh, this is so much bigger than just a credit card breach. I did read that Visa and MasterCard have confirmed over 200,000 cards have been compromised in this breach, but that's nothing compared to the, 1.43 million profiles, which include social security numbers and addresses and lots of other information that were breached from Equifax's site.
Right.
So this is big. This is scary.
So why should we take the, I mean, obviously we need to take this seriously now, but it's, but and you and we were doing some email back and forth, but it's almost like we're kind of, and it's really unfortunate to say, but we're kind of getting callous to this type of news, the breach news, because there's so many happening and they're so big. I mean, what will capture our attention now? Unless it significantly impacts us directly. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I agree. And you know what's even worse is when there's a credit card breach, the credit card holder, like me, I'm notified by my issuer.
Right.
In this case, people who have been breached in this Equifax compromise, data compromise, may not even be notified. They may not even realize that their identity is out there on the dark web, that there's fraudsters that are going through, combing through this data, determining if they can open up credit cards in your name and opening up accounts, other accounts with other financial institutions in your name using your address, your information, your social security number, your good credit history, and you may not know it. And you know, we're always told, make sure you look thoroughly over your bank statements. And well, you're not getting these bank statements because they're going to somebody else because they're opened up with somebody else.
Yeah.
So this lack of awareness, right? There's plenty. I dare say most people who have had their information breached from Equifax haven't even heard of Equifax.
Right. You're right.
So they don't even know to go and look, and no one's going to notify them. This is big. And there's another aspect which is probably not getting as much news, but there is going to be significant losses by the financial institutions, right? So bad guy combs through these people coming through the data that's now loaded onto the dark web and is now for sale, and probably the accounts that belong to people with higher FICO scores because they have higher credit limits on their cards are going to be more valuable than the skinnier profiles that have been breached.
Yeah.
Those ones will be used first to open up more credit cards, and then those cards will be maxed out, and then the fraudsters move on to the next card. The term is called synthetic fraud, right? Opening up an account by a fraudster using some other information. It's valid information, but it's not their information. So then the credit union or financial institution that issued this card or granted a loan using those granted under synthetic fraud is going to get stuck holding the liability for that. Not to mention kind of the black mark against the real person whose identity was used to open that up.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of kind of bad things going on in this case.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, let's cut to the chase here. What can a credit union do to protect itself? And B, what can members/consumers do to protect themselves right now? How can they be protected? How do they find out if they've been breached or if they've been compromised? And do they go to their credit union? Hey, have I been compromised? Or do they go to the Equifax site and see if they're compromised, which is what you did, I believe.
Yep.
What are the steps here?
My recommendation would be to put a freeze on your account, a free freeze on your account, and then sign up for a credit monitoring program, either the free one for Equifax. There's a lot of bad feelings about, I want to give Equifax even more information. All right, sign up for some other service that is monitoring your account, and then be sure to check that to see if there are any new accounts, any new cards being issued in your name, any new loans being issued using your identity, and be thorough to monitor that.
Yeah.
Even if whether that Equifax site says you've been breached or not, it's just a smart thing to do to make sure that you have some monitoring service. And that's kind of like the new way of life.
I think we have to now. Yeah.
Yeah. As far as what can credit unions do, here's the kind of ironic thing. If a person comes into a branch, then the credit union can check their ID. But a lot of credit unions have gotten a lot more savvy, and they want to make it easier for people to open accounts using a mobile or online and do everything so there's no need to actually come into the branch. The bad guys are not going to come into a branch ever, right? They're remote. They're in some other country. So they're the ones who are most likely. So unfortunately, the credit unions, in making it easier for members to obtain loans and open up cards, are also making it easier for the bad guys to conduct synthetic fraud.
Yeah.
And that's just so unfortunate. You don't want to do anything to make it harder for people to get cards and loans. Mm-hmm. But all the more reason now to double check if there's missing information. Don't assume that the information is just like missing and go ahead and grant the loan or issue the card. All the more reason to be for the financial institutions to be on the lookout for this kind of synthetic fraud.
My goodness. So can you tell me the ramifications of a credit freeze? I mean, you talked about it. I mean, if you're trying to get a loan or a credit card or something along those lines, that it's a giant red flag. Well, I mean, is there like an exception in this case? Can you like explain, I was compromised. I put a credit freeze on my stuff here.
Yep. And absolutely, there's not only is there a credit freeze, which will prevent any entity, somebody trying to pull a new card or new loan against your account from happening, but if fraud is actually happening, then you can go and file with the credit reporting agencies, which again is Equifax, Experian, TransUnion, to report that fraud. But going back to a credit freeze prevents your credit information from being pulled, from being obtained by a potential issuer. Then the issuer has to go back and let's assume you're legitimately trying to get a new car loan.
Right.
Then you can go back to that entity. So let's say you put a freeze with TransUnion. Then you go back to TransUnion, and then you have to enter whatever password you use to place that freeze to lift that freeze. And then the transaction can continue.
Gotcha. There's just some hoops to jump through, definitely.
it's making life definitely a lot more difficult for everybody, for
institutions,
for us consumers.
When we want to be more convenient, you know, when we want convenience to go through the roof, all of a sudden all this stuff is kind of curtailing that convenience.
Yep.
For the honest consumer.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. So now this is another reason that you kind of brought up as well, is why this issue is important right now, is that holiday season, shopping season is right around the corner. So can you give us kind of your take on that? I mean, what we should be doing as well, because a lot of people are going to Amazon and starting to buy stuff and any other online place, you know, so what should we be doing?
As far as holiday shopping and using your debit and credit cards online, I don't see this particular type of fraud as impacting your ability, or there's no reason why you should be worried about using your card on Amazon.
Okay.
You should be worried about making sure that cards are not opened in your name.
Somebody else,
And then them going to Amazon and shopping for something, or more specifically laundering the money by obtaining a card, running up the card account, and then walking away from it, of course.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh, this is great stuff, Lou. Gosh, anything else to add here? Anything else to kind of wrap up here? I mean, this is obviously an issue that's not going to go away anytime soon, but anything else to kind of close out this discussion today?
Yeah, this is the part that really just strikes me, and I don't want to sound ominous. I would like to leave on a happy ending, and the happy ending would be sure that you're monitoring your own reports, sign up for some credit monitoring system, whatever one you feel most comfortable with. But here's the thing that really strikes me about this. If your card is breached, like, you know, when you went to Home Depot, you went to Arby's, and your credit card or your debit card was breached, you get a new card number. That's kind of the end of it.
Right.
But in this case, your identity was breached. You cannot request a new Social Security number. You don't get a new home address. You possibly can get a new driver's license number, but you don't get a new credit history.
Right.
So that information is out there on the dark web. And do you remember us talking about the dark web?
Oh, yeah.
It was our last interview. It was exactly 1 month ago today. It was August 21st, the day of the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So all this information now is going to exist on the dark web for years on end. So even after your one year period of credit monitoring is up, renew it again.
Right. Yeah, and the dark web has its own version of Amazon buying and selling this information. So, yeah,
exactly.
This is such a huge thing. So thank you very much for educating us today, Lou. I appreciate you showing us and telling us how it's different and how significant it is compared to some of the other breaches, although those were serious as well. But this one's a whole different ballgame.
Yep, and encourage everybody to go to see Stephanie's article on thepaymentsreview.com. It's about what credit unions need to tell employees and their members.
Excellent. We'll put that link in the show notes, too, so people can get right to it. All right, Lou, thank you so much again. Appreciate the time, as always, and look forward to chatting again.
Yep, same here.
All right, thanks again, Lou. Appreciate it.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.